T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle 4 to broaden our view of the universe through the Hubble Space Telescope.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Vogelsang, host of the Not Old Better Show. As many of you know, the Not Old Better Show has a wonderful partnership with the Smithsonian Associates program to feature their programs, their experts, their authors, the world leaders, and many others who are invited by the Smithsonian to share their experiences and expertise. You've just heard the launch of the space shuttle STS-125. On board was Mike Massimino. Last Thursday night, I was thrilled to be included by the Smithsonian at the reception and book signing for author, astronaut, engineer, and professor Mike Massimino. Mike Massimino has written a new book, Spaceman, An Astronaut's Unlikely Journey to Unlock the Secrets of the Universe. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to find yourself strapped to a giant rocket that's about to go from zero to 17,500 miles an hour? Or to look back on the Earth from outer space and see the surprisingly precise line between day and night? Or to stand in front of the Hubble telescope wondering if the emergency repair you're about to make will inadvertently ruin humankind's chance to unlock the universe's secrets? Mike Massimino has been there. And in the book, Spaceman, he puts you inside the suit. With all the zip and buoyancy of life in microgravity, Massimino's childhood space dreams were born the day Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. But his journey to realizing those dreams was as unlikely as it is captivating. Growing up in a working-class Long Island family, Massimino catapulted himself to Columbia and then MIT, only to flunk his qualifying exams and be rejected twice by NASA before making it to the final round of astronaut selection, where he was told his poor eyesight meant he'd never make the cut. It took him four times. But even that couldn't stop him from finally earning his wings, making the jump to training in T-38 Air Force jets, and preparing his body and soul for the journey to the cosmos, taking us through the surreal wonder and beauty of his first spacewalk, the tragedy of losing friends in the Columbia shuttle accident, and the development of his enduring love for the Hubble telescope, which he'd be tasked with saving on his final mission. But Massimino's book was written as really an ode to never giving up and the power of teamwork to make anything possible. Spaceman invites us into a rare, wonderful world where the nerdiest science meets the most thrilling adventure and pulls back a curtain on what having the right stuff really means. I love this book. It was one of those books I read in about a day. I think you'll enjoy it too. Mike Massimino is the person I want telling me about the beauty, the awe, wonderment, and exploration. Mike's book is excellent in this way. I encourage all our Not Old Better audience to read it. You'll love it. Thanks to all my guests today, all the help on the podcast, and especially to Media Studio Edit and the great work by Wayne Brown and his team for editing the podcast and making me sound so much better. That is to say, not old, but better. Thanks to all.